Hi, Mark. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Wright.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm taking your prostate formula. I've been doing it for quite a few years to stop my prostatitis, and it's done a good job.
Yay.
Developed cataracts again, so I started taking your CAN-C.
Yes, sir.
And then 3 weeks ago, I started taking CAN-C Plus.
Okay.
And that really started helping me in my left eye. I think my right eye's not too much help, but anyway, I've started having problems urinating ever since I started taking the pill. I would stand there for a couple of minutes before I could finally urinate. And this is always at night. Like if I get up for any reason, my heart or my whole body will start pounding. I don't know if it's my heart, it's my pulse.
And it takes a while
for me to calm down. And I finally realized I've been taking Flomax for the 3 weeks also. I'm wondering if there's any correlation between that.
Well, especially
CAN-C Plus pills.
There's a possibility with those, and there's an even more likelihood with Flomax. Flomax is a molecule never found before on planet Earth, as I keep saying over and over again, and those have much more of a chance of causing problems than molecules which have been found on planet Earth. Although, that second category of molecules certainly can do it. People are allergic to stuff, just for example. So one thing you might do, sir, is you might get yourself screened on the CAN-C Plus and see, well, I'm not trying to make a pun, and observe whether, yes, that is bothering you. And if it is, why, thank goodness we can get that one desensitized. Now, as far as the Flomax, if that turns out to be the bother, I would just eliminate that and see what else you can do. But the CAN-C Plus, again, since it's all molecules made up on this planet anyway, we can get you desensitized and it could get back to helping you. In the meantime, well, let's see, maybe better discontinue both the Flomax and the CAN-C Plus and go back to using the CAN-C. And while we're at it, we're talking about cataracts. Do you happen to have type 2 diabetes in your family, sir?
My mother.
Yeah, there you go. It's cataracts are much more common. There's a supplement out there called quercetin. Now, I rarely run into anybody who has troubles with that. It's Q-U-E-R-C-I-T-I-N. Now, quercetin. It comes in a 500 milligram. What's that do? Well, funny thing, it slows down the enzyme that takes blood sugar and turns it into cataract. And I am not kidding. There is an enzyme that takes our blood sugar and turns it into cataract material. And it's much more active, that enzyme is, in families which have type 2 diabetes, which is why type 2 diabetes families get more cataracts. So anyway, that quercetin slows it way down. And I have not found any harm done from quercetin, except, yes, the rare person can be allergic to it. So you might consider adding that and one other thing to your program, sir. Now, I'm quoting you from an ophthalmologist an eye doctor with a good sense of humor who wrote him a letter to the Texas Medical Journal. I read this thing about over 30 years ago, and what the letter said was, I am writing to warn my fellow ophthalmologists that since I started using 50,000 units of vitamin A recommended for every patient with a cataract, my income from cataract surgery has gone down by 2/3. He did have a good sense of humor. But what he was trying to tell everybody is that that much vitamin A, which is not at all an overdose. It sounds like a big dose, but to get an overdose, you have to go into hundreds of thousands of units, and it'll give you a headache besides and let you know. Anyway, what that does is somehow cut his income by 2/3 from cataract surgery. So I'd recommend it to you highly, sir.
At 50,000?
Yes, sir, which is 4 drops of the most absorbable one. The most absorbable one is 12,500 per drop. It's put under the tongue. A lot of it absorbs there, which is a good idea because when we're old enough to have cataracts, sometimes we're not absorbing so well. And it's made by a company with whom I am not at all affiliated called Biotics Research, B-I-O-T-I-C-S Research.
Is that beta-carotene?
Not at all. Beta-carotene won't do the job. This is actual vitamin A.
Oh, okay. I've been taking that beta-carotene for a long time.
Well, it won't hurt. It does a lot of other good stuff. It does a lot of other good stuff, sir, but it doesn't, bad joke, focus on this.
Okay. When's the take that Curitin? How often should you take that?
Let me spell it for you, sir.
In the morning with breakfast or what?
It's called quercetin. It's Q-U-E-R. Q-U-E-R-C-I-T-I-N. Quercetin.
Okay.
Okay. It also happens to be a senolytic. Well, I was talking about those earlier on. Helps clear senile cells out of the body, too. Pretty neat, as well as to slow down the formation of cataract.
Okay.
Okay,
so
sir.
I'll quit the, right now I'll quit the Flomax, and I'm quitting the CanSee Plus.
Yeah,
I only had like 1 hour of sleep last night. It just really kept me up all night.
Well, you got to do that, sir. You got to quit. So look at, though, check into some clinic. Call them. Say you need to see if you're sensitive to that CanSee Plus, and if so, get desensitized. We do that.
And how do I check that again?
You call in to the front desk and tell them you need to get checked for sensitivity to the CanSee Plus, sir. And if you bought it at the dispensary, I don't think there's a charge for that even.
Have you heard of any problems that?
Not yet, no, sir. But that CanSee Plus is relatively new on the market. I can tell you I've never heard that problem from the plain CanSee, but I don't. I mean, yeah. This is relatively new, so I don't know yet.
Okay. All right, Tim. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.